The real value of this kind of meditation comes from regular practice. It's just like doing our physical exercises. It's fun and relaxing to do them every now and then, but doing them according to a well-designed plan is how we harvest lasting improvements in health and well-being. We have a well-designed plan for meditation, too. In brief, it is to do it twice a day, once before breakfast and once before dinner. We don't meditate right after meals because it interrupts digestion. And we don't meditate just before the night's sleep because it can keep you awake. And put at least half an hour between meditation and strenuous exercise. Starting out, you should keep a written record of your sittings until you have 21 or 28 consecutive days without a miss. Don't worry if that takes you even a whole year to accomplish. Actually, logging your sittings for a whole year is very valuable. Just keep at it, and when you have the 21 days, give yourself a treat. The real payoff, however, will be that you've just become a real meditator with an established daily practice. There's probably no other single thing you could add to your routine to do more for your health, happiness, and longevity than that. Meditation brings lasting changes when done regularly. Studies in recent years have shown that meditation sustains the youthfulness of the body, while it encourages the growth of wisdom by as much as 2 formal levels in about 4 years. Few activities can claim progress in either one of these, either slowing the real biological factors of age or advancing professionally defined factors of wisdom and self-actualization. And nothing else does both of these simultaneously. If you're looking for transformative practices, put meditation top on your list. Returning to the river metaphor, you know how rivers progress from their headwaters to their basin where they merge with a larger body of water, like an ocean. You know how they become stronger, deeper, and more powerful. Well, it's as if during a single meditation, we move temporarily downstream to that stronger, more open and powerful part of the mind. When it's over, we return to nearly the same place on the riverbank. The key word here is nearly. We don't quite come back all the way. That's the secret of this whole thing. We carry into life some of the meditative mind and body that we have while sitting. And by doing that, we gradually move our home downstream. If you only meditate every now and then, any downstream progress you make from a given sitting is lost over the next few days. To make real progress, you have to meditate pretty much every day. Fortunately, this kind of meditation is relatively easy to fit into nearly every kind of day we have. It's not a high-maintenance activity. It doesn't need special equipment or clothing, and it doesn't need us to be in some special kind of mood, thankfully, because we all know that is not going to be possible. We just have to schedule a time and a place for it. And I know that is a big thing for most of us. Life is pretty well packed. So here's what I recommend. Sit down with a pencil and paper and your calendar. Think about just 1 week's schedule. Plan out where and when you could do 1 or 2 20-minute meditations each day. Pencil them into your calendar, just for 1 week. Then try to make those appointments. Next week, do the same. This audio program on CD is just a launch. If you want to make a lifelong journey, you'll need more fuel. If you can find one, there is nothing like spending time with a teacher and a group. But even if you are lucky enough to have that resource nearby, you'll still want to do some reading. There are lots of books and magazines and a lifetime's worth of websites to visit. Most important, though, is for you to find your own deeper reasons for meditating. The natural meditation teaching method is like spring water. It adds nothing from culture and religion. That makes it a useful drink for everyone. But water is never enough. You need to find deep connections with meditation and your own philosophy and religion if you have one. And I know that kind of talk could be way off base from your current level of interest in this topic. But here you are listening to this right to the last minute, so my bet is you would get a lot out of taking the 5-lesson self-paced course I referred to at the beginning. It's called A Course in Meditation, and it takes about a week. You can find it as a book or free of charge at our website, naturalmeditation.org. This is not just reading. It's a dynamic, hands-on course. The materials show you how to become your own course leader, which is a great way to get you ramped up to the level of involvement that is needed to make this launch become a lifelong meditative journey. Whether or not you intend to build a regular practice of meditation or just want to do it from time to time, I welcome you to the meditative journey. And I hope you found this to be an effective, useful program. I have one last request. Over the next few days, keep an eye out for someone else who could be helped or enriched with this program, and then share the CD. And in the coming weeks, if you see the CD seems to be gathering dust, donate it to your library. Keep it moving. Thanks for your attention. Enjoy your meditative journey.